Joe DeGeneva joins us now, legal analyst, former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. Joe, welcome to Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I want to start off right away with Charlottesville. Before I get into the granular questions, do you have any overarching reactions to the events that took place this weekend?
Police failure. This is a city unprepared for a major demonstration. They had months of warning that this was going to happen, and they were unable to deploy properly trained police officers to deal with it. I don't blame the police for the violence, but it is part of their responsibility in situations like this to keep groups like this separated, and they withdrew. Now, there's nothing wrong with withdrawing when there is evidence that there's going to be violence or there are weapons or whatever. This is going to require an after-action analysis of some depth, but when all is said and done, clearly the people responsible for this were the white supremacists and the counter-demonstrators who apparently both wanted to engage physically. Bottom line is the police job, no matter how difficult it is to prevent that from happening, and it didn't happen.
I should point out that you mentioned that there were violence on both sides, and that's clearly true. Antifa or left-wing protesters spotted throwing feces, urine, punching female reporters. I know a reporter from The Hill was punched in the face while she was trying to film the aftermath of that vehicle attack. So there was definitely a lot of violence on both sides. And one of the questions I have about the cops is not only did they disengage, it seemed like once they started engaging, they actually pushed the white nationalists into the left-wing protesters and just sort of fueled that fire rather than separated them.
Yeah, well, as I said, this is going to require an after-action analysis. I don't know whether Charlottesville is capable of that or not.
Well, Attorney General Sessions said he's already opening a federal investigation. What will he be investigating?
Well, what that's going to do is that's going to determine whether or not there's enough evidence to have a civil rights violation, which would be, in this case, would be the violation of free speech or... Who knows? I mean, that's just, that's basically ritual enforcement by the federal government. I think it's welcome. It's a good thing for the Attorney General to say that and to do it. But getting down to the basics of what happened on the scene is not a federal problem. That's a state and local problem. Were their police properly trained? Were they prepared? Did they have the right equipment? Remember a few years ago, President Obama said, we mustn't have military equipment in police departments. We mustn't train them in military tactics. Well, guess what? That's exactly what you need in a situation like this. Military tactics, military training, military equipment. I don't know what Charlotte did ahead of time. An after-action analysis will show what, if anything, they did.
Well, Charlottesville's a tiny, tiny, I mean, those of us who've been there, we're not talking about Baltimore, St. Louis, the other places who had major protests like this where you have to bring in, you have to have shields, you have to have, the gas mask. All these riot gear. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. I was looking for.
Yeah, well, again, this is what police departments are supposed to be trained to do. I know Charlottesville is a lovely little community. Everybody loves it. University of Virginia, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Bottom line is, you still have a duty to enforce the law and to be able to do things. So we'll see. There's plenty of time to analyze. I mean, I'm not being critical of the police. I'm being critical of the management of the police.
Well, it would be incumbent upon law enforcement to quickly draw a couple lessons from this, as usually these things tend to spread out a little bit more across the country in reaction. I want to shift gears to Robert Mueller. He's now said to be asking to interview White House officials, which is clearly an indicator that the investigation is progressing, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And I would have expected this to have occurred. There's nothing dramatic about this or surprising. He's conducting a criminal investigation, since there is a grand jury. It's no longer just a counter-espionage or counterintelligence investigation. If that's the case, it is inevitable that you will interview witnesses, both at the White House and elsewhere. And that doesn't mean anything. It just means that there's a real investigation going on. And then we'll see what happens. At this point, big deal.
Yeah, I was struck over the weekend. Anthony Scaramucci was on kind of giving his after-action report of his brief stay in the White House. And in it, he did mention, I don't have his quote in front of me, but he basically said, look, I don't think this is going to touch anybody in Trump, the president, anybody in his family, or anybody in his inner circle. But that suggests that there may be people on the periphery here that will get caught up in Robert Mueller's
investigation. Well, everyone has always suspected that Paul Manafort, because of his previous dealings in the Soviet Union, the Ukraine, and Crimea, because of his previous dealings with people in the former Soviet Union and the former satellite countries, might have some exposure because of failure to register as a foreign agent and various financial transactions. Mm-hmm. But all of that happened long before Paul Manafort ever joined the Trump campaign for the brief period that he was there. So I wouldn't be a bit surprised by any continuing investigation of Manafort. However, it's obvious because of the meeting in June of 2016 with Trump Jr., with these Russian screwballs, somebody dumb enough to agree to this stupid meeting, obviously no political skills or political experience opened up that little can of worms. But, of course, the meeting went nowhere and meant nothing. Now, if he wants to interview people about that, I think he's wasting his time. Perhaps he's just trying to be thorough. But I would think if you're trying to be thorough, you avoid unnecessary interviews. But I think he's dotting his I's and crossing his T's.
But don't you go back? I mean, if you look, go back to, you know, I served in the Bush administration and went through that. Patrick Kennedy was a
Patrick Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald. He was going
Chicago.
Right, and he put Scooter Libby. He prosecuted and convicted Scooter Libby. I mean, when they get into these, when they get the funding, they get the lawyers. And they want to get someone, they're going to end up getting someone. Do you think
Well, remember, Scooter Libby prosecution was disgraceful. It was unfounded. It was unconstitutional. That was a Jim Comey, Patrick Fitzgerald special. They both hated Scooter Libby. They had a personal vendetta against him because he represented Mark Rich, and they played it out. Just disgusting conduct by both Comey and Patrick Fitzgerald. And, of course,
And they were successful, but he's not gotten a pardon, so he still has that on the record. But I guess my point is that once you get these independent prosecutors working, they've got all the government money and they've got all, he's hired, I never can track all his lawyers Mueller's hiring.
Yeah.
They're going to
There's no doubt that the special counsel, no matter who appoints him, is a very bad model. We should use our Justice Department with our career people,
yeah.
No matter how flawed those career people are. Those people are accountable, so is the Attorney General. Once you get out of that regular line of authority, mm-hmm. you create problems of a lawyer with a single case and an unlimited budget and an unlimited staff, and what you get is what you're looking at right now, a major distraction for a president, and it should never, ever happen.
Is that why you think the president's so angry at Sessions for recusing himself? Because if
course,
it had just gone regular...
Of course. Now, let me just say, Jeff Sessions did exactly the right thing. Oh. Under the rules of the Justice Department, he was required to recuse himself. Huh. What I have an objection to is the actual appointment of the special counsel. That was unnecessary. It never should have been done. And all you have to do is read the letter and the appointment papers to see that it was not done for legal reasons. It was done for political reasons.
All right. Joe DeGeneva, thank you very much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall, as always.
You bet.
Appreciate
you bet.
It, sir.